B-Pod Studios.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock in the Delaware Valley. A happier Delaware Valley than was yesterday. We got Flyers and Sixers tonight. We're all buzzed about what the Phillies did signing Bryce Harper. The Flyers will be on our sister station, WMMR, and the Sixers right here tonight on 97.5, The Fanatic. The 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today. There's the number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. That's 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them online at goguida.com. All right, so this news broke at what time exactly was it?
2:51.
We were on a call with a guy who was making a comparison about how the Flyers gave it up when they got Eric Lindros, and Natalie burst in with some breaking news, and I had no idea what it was, but here's how it sounded at that time with Bryce Harper landing as a Phil. Give up Flyers.
Oh my God,
news.
Mike, what? Per John Heyman, breaking Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
No. Well, no.
What, are you serious?
I swear, John Heyman
is reporting this?
2:50 p.m., breaking Bryce to the Phillies, verbatim. Right now.
No details. None of that stuff yet.
Never mind.
February 28th, 2019.
Hold on. Oh, all right, there it is. I couldn't believe it. It was so stunning and so sudden that you go, whoa, sure enough, the report was accurate because subsequently after that, everybody came out with their own reports verifying that Bryce Harper had signed with the Phillies. And again, it's $330 million for 13 years, no trade clause, no opt-out. He's here for life, the rest of his baseball career. And the Phillies have a potent lineup. And I think their lineup should be... all right, let's take a stab at... let's go McCutchen... Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Herrera, Franco, Hernandez. All right?
I like it.
All right, we got McCutchen in the leading off. I'm not crazy about that, but we'll have him leading off. Segura hitting two with Harper and Hoskins. You know, those guys are really going to get pitches to hit with this lineup.
And Franco now becomes...
absolutely no pressure.
Yeah, so if he just goes out there and hits 20-plus bombs, he's just real.
In the seven hole, a great RBI spot for him, and the pressure will certainly be off him. He gets, you know, foot in the bucket swing and still hits some bombs.
Yeah,
we don't care about it.
Yeah.
All right, Tim in Upper Moreland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, I just wanted to get some thoughts about the Bryce Harper trade.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the Bryce Harper signing, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that he was, there was a report out there that he was the other big name on that Robert Kraft scandal down in Florida.
Yeah, it's stupid. Why would you stay on hold for to give us some ridiculous thing like that? Come on, man. You're flawed. Anthony in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
How are you? I won't give you any reports about Harper down in Florida with Robert Kraft.
Yeah, it's an idiot.
I did just get a report on my phone, though. Scott Boras said they turned down the deal for $46 million a year. How do you feel about that? Like, why do you think?
Turned down a deal for $46 million a year? About what? From who?
That's what they didn't say, but that's, I think, do you think Boras is still running his mouth? Or?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the report at all. Where does the report come from? Is it a credible report?
Yeah, 1 second. I was driving. Let me pull it up.
All right.
All right. Now let's on to the next thing. Let's.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Like for the past month, I've been sitting in my office looking for a Harper deal. The one day he signs, I wasn't looking for a deal, and I couldn't believe it when I got that report from Heyman on my phone. I was like, "Is this really happening right now?" Like. Can't wait, though. It's going to be a great season. Just got my first season tickets this year.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be great. I'm excited for the season. Looks like we're the team to win.
I'm sorry. What's up with what?
I said, it looks like we're the team to win this year.
Well, we'll see. The Washington's got the pitching. The Phillies have the hitting. We shall see. I'm looking at a tweet here. Todd Zielecki retweet. I don't know who Alex Pavlovich is. Maybe he covers the Giants. Apparently tweeted that the Giants made a 12-year, $310 million offer to Bryce Harper. They were willing to go higher, but would have had to go well over 330 to get it done because of California taxes. So that took them out.
Yeah. And
so the Phillies had put the most money on the board, 330 mil.
Yes. And then I'm seeing that what that caller was talking about.
Yeah.
Boris claims he told Joel Sherman that he turned down short-term deals worth $45 million a year.
Okay.
That's my guess, is that's what the Dodgers short-term were offering.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 years at 45 per. And he clearly wanted to go somewhere and settle. I think he wants to, wherever he was going to sign, he was going to stay. I don't think he wanted to move in 3 years and go through all this again. I think he just wanted to get it done, get the most money, and be done with it.
He wanted to be here.
Yeah, he just wanted to be here for the long term.
Well, there we go.
One of us.
Let's go. Christine in Northeast. Hello, Christine.
Hey, Mike, Tyrone, Natalie. How you guys doing?
What's going on, Christine? How you doing?
This is a great day to be a Philadelphia fan, man. I was down and out over, you know, Bryce just not signing every day. I'm waiting. And then, of course, today, I was ready to high-five people in BJ's when I found out. I was so excited.
Yeah, it was pretty stunning because we were in the middle of roaring about them not getting him. And all of a sudden, it was just flipped on us. Boom.
It's a great day, man. I'm so looking forward to this city bringing championship after championship after championship between the Sixers, the Eagles, and now the Phillies. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it seems like the direction is pretty good right now for these franchises.
You think it can get better than this?
Well, it can get better if they win three championships, as Tyrone has predicted, maybe for 2020.
I'll give it 5 years that we get at least one, not from the Eagles.
The Phillies win it in 2020. I tell you right now, the Phillies are the next to win it in 2020. The Sixers may win it the same year, too.
I'm ready for parades all day.
Sixers may win it the same year. Because in 2020, Golden State drops, and the Sixers take control. So there you go. Two champions in 2020. ISI undercut it. I was conservative.
A little too conservative.
Jack and Trenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jack.
Well, I'm in shock.
Well, how about that, Jack?
I was going to call you and rip them so bad.
Yep.
When I heard that, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
We were so programmed that they weren't going to get them.
Yeah.
That the news of them getting them just stunned us.
Years, where'd that come from?
It stunned me.
Well, you know, he was going to pay $40 million in California taxes.
Yeah, the 13 years, I guess he wanted to play that long, and he got the most years and the most money.
Mike, I gave him $400 million. Are these people not remembering when they were good and you had to put a deposit just to get on the waiting list to get a season ticket?
Well, for the start, I said 10 years, $350 million. It turned out to be $13,330, but it was still
business wise. It wasn't make any sense to me. They were selling out.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I was ready to go to the Thunder up here, and that was it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go to a game at all
because you would have been scorned if they didn't get him.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I wouldn't want nowhere near that place. Well, so I was going to see the Eagles or the Sixers.
Yep. All right, man.
Well, I've been on a self-suspension anyway.
All right.
I made the worst call I ever made about 3 months ago because I started off with the Flyers I know nothing about. So now this got me to call you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
I suspended myself because of me. I think I made the worst call you ever got in your life that day.
Yeah. All right, man.
I turned down the – I was so bad I turned down the general knowledge that I always took it. You said that was rude, and I'm yelling at the TV, no, Mike – I did it because I screwed up.
Yeah. All right, brother. We got you. I'm looking at the Washington Post here. Hold on one second here. When did Post close me out? I can't get the Post up. I got to subscribe.
Yeah, they act funny about that now.
Yeah. What'd they do to me here? Because the headline reads, I got it. The headline says he's not worth the money.
In this marketplace or whatever?
Yeah, in this marketplace. I'll track that down a bit. Let's go.
Oh, Boris spoke again.
Oh, he did. What did he say?
Now, this is about the no opt-out. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to go to one city and stay there, build a brand and identity, and recruit players. He wants to tell players, come play with me. He knows it will help winning more if he's with one team the whole time. I kind of buy that part with the money, mm-hmm. but he could have built an opt-out with the money. By saying, I'm going to be here, you can recruit players and say, hey, if mm-hmm. you come with the Phillies, look what you got. You got all my guys, and now the Boris guys are going to be here. Like, Reese isn't going anywhere. I mean, it'll go to free agency because that's what Boris does, but they'll pay him, and then Reese will be here too.
There you go.
Reese will be here too. They know how to work with Boris, apparently.
Yeah. So, the Post headline, even over 13 years, Bryce Harper isn't worth $330 million in this market. That's a sore loser lament. Come on. I mean, what's worth? You can't determine worth. Of course he's not worth. Nobody's worth. But it's what the market yields.
Didn't they offer 10 for 300?
Yeah, they did.
So the Phillies basically got him 3 extra years at $10 million per.
Hey, listen, little sour grapes going on in D.C. Sour grapes. TJ in Center City. TJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everybody. Mike, I want to double up on you. And Tyrone, I'm going to raise you one because I'm in such a good mood. I went from such a crap mood at 2:30, 2:45, and now I'm in such a good mood. So sit back, Philadelphia, because this is for you. That is it. The Philadelphia Phillies have won the 2020 pennant. They complete the perfect year in Philadelphia. It begins in February as the Eagles take down the Patriots. Carson Wentz wins MVP in June. The Sixers and the Flyers hoist their trophies. And now the Phillies raise the pennant. And Philadelphia, you are now Crown Town USA. The Phillies are world champions.
So this is 2020. You're talking 2020, three championships. In 2020, I can't even go that high. I can't go that high. I think the Phillies were really poised to win the World Series in 2020. In 1 year of this transition with Harper, they get a little better pitching. They'll track that. And the Sixers, it's wide open for them. Who knows about the Eagles? You can never tell in professional football. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't count the Phillies out this year either. Inge and King of Prussia. He's not worth it. What?
Huh?
He's not worth it. 3-30.
No, what? No. This is perfect. You know, you got a guy who has no hype, humble, just won you a Super Bowl. Now he's getting out of the city, and now you got this brash dude who hasn't even won one freaking playoff series. Come in with all this hype. I mean, it's perfect timing, isn't it? Wouldn't it be perfect if Nick, no hype, Foles is the only athlete to bring us a championship in this era?
You are the only person that could pour cold water on the acquisition of Bryce Harper and somehow make a cockamamie comparison to Nick Foles.
What? Hello?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. What if he didn't want to go to L.A. because he didn't want that pressure with being in the same city with Trout? What is his
It's not the same
number?
City. Orange County is like forever from Los Angeles.
No, I've been there. It's not too far. Spread out. It's the same place.
You've been to Allentown. Spell where you've been.
Same place.
Not the same place. Orange County is totally different than L.A.
How good is this kid? What is his numbers?
Did you listen earlier, the numbers in comparison, what he does at Citizens Bank Park, what his slugging percentage is over the last 4 years? You pay any attention?
Look at the NL East. You got like four. Look at the pitching in the NL East.
Yeah, okay, the pitching.
Where's
that
pitching?
What did the Phillies pitchers in 2008, Mr. Historian? Who were the starters?
Wait, you're comparing this offense to that 08 offense?
There's no question that this offense is comparable to that offense.
Come on, you know how many
What are you looking at? This offense is every bit as comparable to that offense.
This is the same thing with the Sixers, comparing them to the 83 team. This is ridiculous.
Here's what I want you to do for a homework assignment. Go back to 2008. Look at the hitters and look at the pitchers and tell me that this team is...
But do you understand how many games they won in late innings?
So what? This team can't win in late innings?
But how do you know they're going to be that
Go away.
You're an idiot.
Totally are an idiot. Guy in North Wildwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Guy.
Michael.
What's up, Guy?
Michael, I'm going to tell you right now. If he's on home, Nick, hitting a 25 home runs, there's something wrong with you. Tell Tyrone he's nuts. What's going to happen now? Right, Tyrone? Michael, the other thing I have to tell you.
What are you even talking about? I didn't even understand what your first point was. What's the other thing?
First point, Nick. Tyrone said Nick's going to hit 25 home runs.
Nick who?
Nick Williams.
Oh, not anymore. Nick's not even going to be part of the team. He said that before they signed Harper.
That's what I'm talking about, Michael. That's what I'm talking about. Michael, summertime now, right now. Michael, it's the best time, Michael.
You've said Michael 20 times already, dude.
Yeah, but Michael, I can watch baseball now with Bryce Harper here, Michael.
Yes.
Talk about the summertime, and sure, it's the best time I'm going to have. You tell Tyrone, he's screwed.
What do you mean?
Losing, I hit 25 home runs. Thank you, Michael.
What was that? Oh, my God, Iggy and Guy in the same five-minute span?
It's 5 o'clock.
The hell?
The return of the 5 o'clock hour.
Michael. Oh, Seth in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Seth?
Hey, how's it going? What's up, man? I just wanted to chime in. Something brought – well, I should say this Harper signing really just made me remember. I think last year, right around the Super Bowl, either you or somebody else on the show predicted that, you know, all the Philadelphia sports teams were going to make this huge, like
– 2020, you know, I said there'd be two champions and two contenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just – By 2020. I wanted to make you feel a little bit better. I know you're dealing with a bunch of idiots on the air, so just remember that you made that prediction.
I did.
It looks like that's going to be true.
It could be my legacy. It could be the last thing I do in Sports Talk Radio, the prediction of 2020.
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind. It's all right. What? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. You cut out.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. You got it. Yes. Put it on my tombstone, Tyrone. I'm putting it on the record right now for you to take care of that arrangement.
Got it.
The tombstone.
No problem.
Now, I just want ashes scattered. I just haven't figured out where yet. But I may go for the mausoleum.
Oh, I like a mausoleum.
Situation where, you know, you walk in and pay your respects.
Now, that'd be nice. We have to do it big for the city.
I don't want to talk about this.
Listen, Nat, we all have a time.
No.
Let's hope it's a long time from now. But we are going to go.
Mike is going to expire after Bryce Harper's contract expires.
You walk into the mausoleum and there'd be a big smiling me carved on the wall.
Yeah. With 2020 on like a chain. Yeah, 2020. And he can die in 2060, and we can still talk about how he made the prediction of 2020.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right.
That's a legacy.
Well, the kids, when they get to be grown-ups now, will be talking about the legend of Mikey Miss and the 2020 prediction. You know, there was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he did a radio show. And I remember him saying there were going to be two champions by the year 2020, and he said it in 2015. Because you can see the wave was changing. The tide was turning.
And by then they'll be like, what's radio?
What was his name?
Radio never died.
I can't remember his name, but it was somebody. All right, let's go to Mark calling from the Schuylkill. What's up, Mark?
Mikey Miss.
What's up, Mark?
Is there any better time to be a Philadelphia fan?
There you go. We're at the top of the heap. Sixers have to take this momentum of Bryce Harper and win that game at OKC tonight. And the Flyers have to do the same.
I called my son, who's 16, and I said, you have no idea the agony that your father went through. You should be, like, in celebration mode for the rest of your life. There's never been a better time.
City of winners all of a sudden, huh?
And he wants to live in Philadelphia.
He wants to be here.
Can you imagine anybody that said they want to live in Philadelphia?
That's what I mean. Well, we did a list of the best free agents that ever signed here. I mean, he goes to the top of the heap right away. And he'll be beloved because he committed to this city for 13 years. Can you imagine?
You can pinch me. And I just want to say, Mike, that people don't even have to drink tonight. They're already drunk. Like, this is how happy we
drunk
are.
Drunk with enthusiasm.
We're already drunk.
Of course. All right, man.
God bless you.
Thank you. Flyers Columbus tonight. I don't like it. The Blue Jackets minus 170 a night. Stanky.
That's not great.
That's a stanky line.
That's not a great line.
But the Sixers, I smell maybe an outright tonight.
And line's still at 4.
I smell an outright.
Oh, boy.
Brian, North Philly, on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, Bri?
I mean, I've been sitting at work the past couple weeks, and I've been waiting for Harper to sign the entire time. And then when I heard, I think it was this week, the Dodgers were getting involved and the Giants were getting involved. Now I was getting really nervous. I didn't think it was going to happen. And I got, today was probably one of those, I was just not ready for it at all. And I can't even explain how happy I am. It's looking like the golden age of sports in Philly right now. I mean, we got a win from, obviously the Sixers stars, and it just looks so great. And the only thing I want to know about, I'm just curious why you're so confident in the Phillies winning. You said in 2020, a few callers ago, you said you're pretty confident.
Yeah, because by then, the only weakness they seem to have right now is their depth in their starting pitching. So they'll fight through that this year. Maybe they fall a little short this year, but that will be the off-season goal, is to improve the staff. And so an improved staff and an offensive lineup like that, I mean, that's a great offensive lineup they have. I mean, if you, that maximizes your chance to win a World Series, right? I guess not. I don't know. Brian's still. Oh, we have a computer blow up.
Yes.
Yes, we have a computer blow up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But yes, computer blow up. Because, I just got a socket read failed.
Yeah. Hold on.
Message on our computer. So that dropped his call right away. So I guess we got to get the engineers in here.
Yeah, it's all good.
But we have a commercial.
Yeah, it'll all come back.
We have a break. Just in time. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll be fixed with your calls. Sound off coming your way still. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, my little part in that little sequence was obviously edited before the big news hit that Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies. And it's for 13 years, and it's for $330 million, and it's a really good deal for the Phillies. And their lineup is solidified to the point where it would not be out of line to think that they could get to the World Series and maybe even win it this year. Twitter poll, final poll numbers. We changed the Twitter poll. But these are the final poll numbers. Attention all landscapers. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. If you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement, and they're in stock. Just visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie, the final numbers.
All right. The final numbers today. Are you happy Bryce Harper is a Philly? Over 4,300 votes on this. 93% say yes. 7% say too much money. So there are still the miserabs out there.
There's still some miserabs. Okay. I'm looking at the 2008 Phillies. And I'm looking at their batting averages. I can't figure this out on the fly what their batting averages were collectively. Their lineup, of course, we all remember. It was Howard Utley Rollins, Pedro Feliz played third base, Ruiz caught, and in the outfield was Burrell, Victorino, Worth. The home run totals that year were pretty good, but I think that this team can match those home run totals. You have Ryan Howard, 48. I think Harper can hit 45. Utley 33. Probably nobody on this roster is going to get to 33.
No, Hoskins will.
Oh, Hoskins. That's right. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
He could get the 40.
Absolutely, Hoskins.
He could get the 40.
Hoskins. Yeah, that was my mistake. Rollins had 11. Segura can match that. Fleece had 14. Franco can obviously match that and go ahead of it. Burrow had 33 home runs that year. So McCutcheon is going to have to like maybe go above what I think he can do to match that.
Well, if Franco goes 20, then could McCutcheon get to like 25?
Possibly. Victorino had 14 and Worth had 24. So they had some home run hitters. Now, their averages, they didn't have a 300 hitter in that lineup. And their top one base percentage man was Utley at 380. Let's see, the batting average, Ruiz only hit 219. Howard 251, Utley at 292, Rollins 277, Feliz hit 249, Burrell hit 250, Shane Victorino 393 led the team, and Jason Worth 273. That's a comparable offensive team. Sean, Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
guys?
What's up, Sean?
I'm well. So anybody who doubts any Philadelphia sports team right now, I feel awful for. The other night, I was sitting at the stadium series, and I watched half the fans leave before the game was over, and it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was a great finish. Well, they did 35,000 Eagle fans left.
So,
you know, Flyer fans.
By the way, I wore a Dawkins jersey under that because anybody who disrespects the house of the Birds without wearing a Dawkins jersey in there, you can't do that. But anybody upset about the Harper deal, it was a steal. You can't be mad about that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. There's nothing negative you can possibly say about this.
I was listening to the guy earlier talk about how this team isn't comparable. If I had to guess right now, the Phillies go and they're in the pennant race 100%. I'm not going to say they win the World Series, but you will see them in the World Series next year. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they don't get there this year.
And honestly, anybody upset about, us fighting on Nick Foles, I feel bad for them too. He was great. He did great things for us. I'm not doubting how great he was. But we all have to agree Carson Wentz is our future. There's no doubt about that either.
Yeah, poor Nick. We're going to dedicate a segment of this show to thanking Nick for his service here. But something got in the way. It was big news got in the way today.
So, what? I commend, I appreciate Nick, but all my marbles were in the Wentz basket anyway, so I'm excited for Philadelphia. They're going to be contenders all around. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Philadelphia is a great thing right now. Anybody who doesn't want to hear that, they're not true fans of the city, right?
Yeah.
You can't argue it.
You got it, buddy.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, man. Pitching, let's see, can the Phils match? Hamels monster. Well, it was 14-10, 3.09 ERA.
Nola can beat that.
Jamie Moyer went 16-7 with a 3.71 ERA.
Can Arrieta match that? Is the question.
Brett Myers 4.55 ERA. He was 10-13. Kyle Kendrick 5.49 ERA. He won 11 games, 11-9. And then Adam Eaton started 21 games, and Joe Blanton started 13. But, their bullpen was lights out. I mean, Lidge and Durbin and Mattson were fantastic. They got J.C. Romero got out left-handers. Clay Condrey, had some moments with them. Maybe they brought in that Rudy Sanchez for a bit.
Yeah.
Jay Happ came up late. Scott Ayer, late-season acquisition.
You know what? On paper, this pitching staff, this bullpen can be as good as that one.
I agree with you. I'm looking at these comparables, and these teams are very comparable. Brendan and Chalfont, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brendan.
Yeah, this Harper trade's got everyone in Philly just so excited. It's like we're back in 2010 again.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think our pitching will be good enough to – win the National League? Because I'm looking at it right now. We got Nolan Arrieta, and that's basically it.
Yeah, but sometimes you can, your back end of your staff can be put together with bullpen. If you can get the six innings, then your bullpen takes over. This offense can give teams leads every game.
Yeah, like the core of our lineup, Harper, Realmuto, we'll probably win the NL East. Like, I'm really confident, really excited.
Yeah, well, you sound excited, but you got to get a little coffee in you because you know, you sound a little, you know, you're not very peppy here, Brendan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're a low-key guy?
Yeah.
Rich in Abington. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
I'm going to throw off a little more energy than Prince Valley in that. Let me get a Ric Flair. Two claps on Ric Flair. Oh,
there you go.
I mean, the Phillies are back. They're back. It's a baseball town.
It's unbelievable. A summer where we actually pay attention to baseball. Are you kidding me?
We've been dying to pay attention to baseball. Now we haven't, but now we really have a contender. We're back.
As a sports talk host, I can't remember the last time when we actually paid attention through a summer of baseball.
I mean, the Phillies have not been what they've been since Ryan Howard got hurt, and this is just taking over everything now to the point where, let's go, Phils. Oh, man, this is awesome.
It really is. All right, brother.
Me and a couple buddies of mine, we went and bought tickets about, I don't know, I guess probably day 65 of this Harper saga instead of day 117 right now.
Boy.
We bought tickets for 90 after fees in the outfield.
It's a hot ticket right now, that's for sure. No media giveaways this year. All right, so Harper will have his own fan section. What's it going to be?
I think it'll be Harper's harem.
Harper's what, harem?
That's what I think it'll end up being. Yeah. Not great for a Mormon guy, but.
No, what about, I was thinking like Bryce's boys, but there could be girls too. Ooh. Bryce's boys.
No, it might be Bryce's boys.
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
Harper's homies.
Harper's homies is pretty good.
That's pretty good. It could be Harper's homies.
I like Harper's homies.
Harper's homies.
And that means if he gets one, then Nola's going to get one. And then there'll be some guys that are flipping the K's again for Nola. He'll get something too. Because, you know, once one starts, then it all comes back. Because remember, Chooch had one and Worth had one. And once Harper gets his, then all the good players are going to get theirs too. McCutcheon's going to have one. It's going to be a best.
What was
fun.
The best fan group of all time? You had to rank the top three. What would you have? Boy, the Wolfpack was pretty good.
The Wolfpack was
Wolfpack
awesome.
Wolfpack was pretty good. There was like the original.
They were the original.
Right, but here was my favorite. Padilla's Flotilla.
Yes, and they used to do the
yes.
Yes.
With the boat.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Padilla's Flotilla.
Yeah, that's
all right,
stronger.
Coming up in five is Sound Off right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Oh, this should be a landmark Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Obviously, so most of these calls have to come in after the Bryce Harper signing. Let's get the reaction. Our social media is going crazy. Let's see what we got on Sound Off.
I know exactly how this whole thing went down. Yesterday, about 4 o'clock, Nicky Foles rang up Bryce Harper and said, look, the people here are all brokenhearted because I'm leaving. Please sign him with the Phillies tomorrow and lift the spirits of Philadelphia.
Well, Nick's last good deed in Philly. That's really nice of him.
Hey, Mike, if I'm the Phillies, here's my plan to introduce Bryce to the city. I hold a big press conference Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. Then I whisk him across the street, and I get him to ring the bell for the Sixers before the Warriors game. That will be worth 10,000 tickets in 5 minutes.
It's actually a very good idea, but he's gonna be in baseball togs, hitting in the cage.
Harry DeKay here at Citizens Bank Park with my good friend Whitey. Beautiful day here, opening day versus the Braves. Bottom of the ninth, 2-2 tie. Bryce Harper with an 0-2 count. The 0-2 pitch. Swing a long drive. Could it be? This ball is out of here. Home run, Bryce Harper.
How about that? Harry making the call in heaven. Beautiful.
That was beautiful.
It was nice.
I'm getting emotional.
Yo, Mike, we did it. As soon as you broke the story, I got on the line. 4-6-3-5-thousand. I got my season tickets. The Phillies spent the money. I spent the money. Price is going to be hitting bombs to me.
Get those
it's section
duckets.
106. Sean Steele to deliver.
There it is. Yeah, I might as well get in on this ticket thing. You get some Diamond Club action going on. See if anything's available.
Oh, the Washington Post, Mike, was listening. And they just said if you're worried how if anyone's curious how the even-keeled Philly fan base is handling the Harper news, host on 97.5 The Fanatic, at least they cited us, just predicted three parades in calendar 2020.
There you go.
A little bitter down there.
You got to do a little more research because I predicted two by 2020 years ago. Come on, man. If you're going to get this story, get it right.
Woo! What a day! This is awesome! This is great, great news. Great sport news. Jason Witten coming out of retirement. We don't have to listen to him on Monday Night Football anymore. This is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, cool. Except we still got the...
Still got the other guy. What's his name?
Joe Tessitore.
Yeah, Tessitore. He's next.
It's a great day in Philadelphia. I just feel terrible, though. Because now your dog's not going to get the exercise that you promised him earlier in the show. I can't believe we actually have a team now. I'm looking at the potential lineup. This team is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I like them. I like their lineup. It fits together very well. By the way, my dog isn't going to get the exercise she was used to getting because today's our last day of daycare.
Well, why?
Because they're closing down at 6 o'clock. I can't get there by 6.
Oh, wow. No.
No more daycare.
That stinks.
Yeah.
I can't believe the chief owners of the Philadelphia Phillies. They're cheapskates. They don't want to spend the money. I'm not going to go to another Phillies team again. Wait, what's that? Oh, Phillies signed Bryce Harper? Oh, I knew they could do it.
That's exactly the way we were. That's exactly where we were. All of a sudden, they like smacked it in the face like a cartoon frying pan. Bang! All of a sudden, they got Harper.
Mikey, let me see if I can get this Bryce Harper thing right with you. The Phillies organization that offered this ball player $300 million, if not more. And he's not even that good. I'm telling you right now, he's not even that good.
Doesn't matter what you think. He's the best out there, and they paid going rate for the best slugger available. They needed star power. They needed that type of guy who could hit 40-plus home runs in this ballpark, and they got him. I don't see how anybody could complain at all.
Hi, this is Mrs. Harper calling. Bryce told me to forget about that lemon tree. He's going to buy me a whole bunch of money trees. I said, yay, go Phillies.
He can still put the lemon tree in like I advised. Yeah.
He can have any tree he wants.
Get the big greenhouse, and I can see Bryce out there sprinkling a little water.
Middleton spent stupid money, Mike. Giving Andrew McCutchen $50 million for 3 years is stupid money, Mike. That's not the Andrew McCutchen of 5-6 years ago that was an MVP candidate every year. So he has spent stupid money.
Dude, seriously? That's on your mind right now? What they pay McCutchen? Come on, man. That doesn't even have anything to do with anything.
I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, is Bryce Harper the biggest free agent acquisition in Philly? You know, besides T.O., who else could it be?
Yeah,
who is the biggest free agent star to ever sign in Philly?
T.O. was not a free agent, technically. He was awarded an arbitration and the compensation was given to the Ravens to get him. So Bryce Harper clearly is the biggest free agent that's ever been signed here.
don't know how. 13 years, 330. Now, I got to ask you, would it have been better if we had just, instead of waited, lowballing him and getting him down, you know, to 28, $6 million per year? Would it have been better to just sign him to 10-year, $400 million? Would you rather have that, or would you rather have this deal? Which deal is better? You tell us.
I don't know what your point is. You had to pay going rate at the time. Maybe 10 years, $400 million was going rate. It obviously came down to where it was going to be the highest money given to a player, but it was 13 years and 330. So the Phillies struck a good deal for themselves. But they still paid the guy the most money that any athlete is getting.
You hear what Doug Peterson had to say about Carson Wentz? And I agree with Doug. If any of those guys got their little feelings hurt or scraped up about Carson when they're trying to win games, too freaking bad. We're not in the feel-good business, guys. We're in the business to win. But when we walk on the field, we're going to be on the field united. And Carson Wentz is going to lead that team.
All righty. Yo, a little football call to end sound off today. So what do we reason the top free agents were? It was Harper's definitely.
Yeah, Pete Rose won.
Pete Rose... I think Harper's actually bigger than Pete Rose.
Yep, he's number one.
Yeah, I think he's number one, and Pete Rose number two. And then you got the football guys you can throw in there, Troy Vincent or John Runyon or Malcolm Jenkins, and then you throw in Tomey. But Harper's definitely number one. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Break. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
Good. See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. And for future reference, it's 610-771-9705. We'll wrap up the week tomorrow with some more exciting Bryce Harper talk. And we're headed to Clearwater next week, just in time for our visit to Clearwater. Could have worked out any more perfectly. Huh? All right, so Cousins Corner, Anthony Gargano at Parks from 6 to 7. Devon will lead you into the Sixers game, which starts at 8 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers at OKC. Sixers, a 4.5-point underdog. Have a great night, everybody. I'm sure everybody will. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.